AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Mexico says it's beginning to deploy its National Guard as it promised the U.S. it would. It says it's not trying to stop immigrants as they move toward the U.S., but register them and offer them options. It says it will make those who don't want to register return to their home countries. Comedian Jon Stewart angrily addressed Congress yesterday, saying it had failed 9/11 first responders.
Stewart wants to see money never run out for a victim's compensation fund set up after the 9/11 attacks. First responders and their families were there.
And in front of me, a nearly empty Congress.
Stewart says it's shameful.
It's an embarrassment to the country, and it is a stain on this institution.
Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson told Stewart not to worry.
We know this bill is going to pass with a overwhelming landslide majority of the House.
Jon Stewart was unconvinced, asking why this process is hard and takes so long. Ed Donahue, Washington.
You won't get to see it, but the president's son, Donald Trump Jr., testifies before the Senate Intelligence Committee today privately. This is part of lawmakers' Russia investigation.
Senators want to discuss answers Donald Trump Jr. gave Intelligence Committee staff in a 2017 interview, as well as answers he gave to the Senate Judiciary Committee in a separate interview. President Trump's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, told a House committee earlier this year that he had briefed Trump Jr. approximately 10 times about a plan to build a Trump Tower in Moscow. But Trump Jr. had told the Senate Judiciary Committee he was only peripherally aware of the proposal. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A second person is under arrest in the Dominican Republic after former Red Sox star David Ortiz was shot and wounded there on Sunday night. Ortiz's wife, Tiffany, says he is stable now and resting comfortably in a hospital in Boston. This is AP Radio News. A call to police from a concerned father led to an arrest in the shooting of a Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy.
A 30-year-old Utah man is in custody in the shooting of off-duty Los Angeles County Sheriff's Deputy Joseph Solano, who was in line at a fast food restaurant Monday evening. Rhett Nelson was arrested Tuesday morning after calling his father, telling him he killed someone in Los Angeles. In this from KABC, LA County Sheriff's Homicide Captain Kent Wegner says,
homicide detectives are looking into reports that the suspect may have been involved in other crimes since arriving in the Southland sometime around the first week of June.
Wegner and other investigators say Solano's shooting and the killing of a man in Los Angeles appeared to have been random. I'm Tim McGuire.
The gravely wounded officer has been on life support. Good Samaritans rescued a newborn from a dumpster in Northern California. The baby was found wrapped in a plastic bag in fierce heat. He's okay. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
It's 10:01 a.m. on a Monday. All at once, your sales leader needs to know which deals are at risk, your PM wants feature adoption by cohort, and your CFO needs one last graph for the board. Now your data team has to say no to somebody. Hex changes that. Ask any data question in plain English and get an analyst-grade response, all backed by your actual business context as defined by your data team. Start saying yes to more data questions at hex.ai.